This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Violent weather tops this day's news here in the United States as Hurricane Barry, now a Category 1 storm in the Gulf of Mexico, is bringing heavy rain and gusty winds as it heads for landfall on the coast of Louisiana, with the city of New Orleans in its path. Large areas are without electricity and some roads already are underwater. Two coastal areas south of New Orleans are under mandatory evacuation orders. People have boarded up homes and businesses and stocked up on water and other emergency supplies. Some airlines have canceled flights. The National Hurricane Center warns that Barry is continuing to intensify and that wind and rain could affect more than 3 million people across Louisiana and the state of Mississippi. The main threat is flooding in low-lying areas, with special concern for New Orleans, which was flattened by Hurricane Katrina 14 years ago. New Russian deliveries of components for Moscow's S-400 air defense missiles are arriving in Turkey, heating up the flashpoint in Ankara's ties with the United States and NATO. We have a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The arrival of more parts of the air defense system aboard a fourth Russian cargo plane is occurring despite Washington's objections. The U.S. has repeatedly warned it will impose economic sanctions and kick Turkey out of the F-35 stealth fighter jet program if Ankara does not stop its S-400 purchase. Turkey has refused to bow to American pressure, saying its defense purchase is a matter of national sovereignty. Officials released a statement late Friday saying the procurement was not an option, but rather a necessity due to the nation's security concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Gibraltar say they have released all four crew members of an Iranian tanker without charge after officers detained the vessel last week on suspicion of breaking European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. In a statement, the British Territorial Police said the sailors were freed on bail, but that the investigation was continuing. This is VOA News. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants launched a deadly attack on a hotel in the port city of Kismayo, and the death toll now has risen to 33, with another 56 people wounded. Witnesses say the assailants targeted the building with a car bomb, then stormed inside. The government said among those killed in the attack, two journalists, a candidate for upcoming regional elections, and a UN agency staff member. Officials in Kismayo said at least four militants who carried out the assault were shot dead by security forces. Thousands of protesters turned out today in Hong Kong, and there was trouble. Marching in Cheung Shui along the border with China, the demonstrators are demanding that Chinese traders stop buying goods in Hong Kong, then selling them for a profit on the mainland. The protests began peacefully but ended up with police using pepper spray on the crowd. Looming here in the United States, tomorrow's scheduled federal raids targeting undocumented immigrants in a number of U.S. cities with heavy Latino populations. President Trump has been warning about this.
We are really specifically looking for bad players, but we're also looking for people that came into our country not through a process. They just walked over a line.
In women's tennis, Romanian star Simona Halep has won her first Wimbledon title, defeating Serena Williams in straight sets. Here is AP correspondent Chris Bowers.
Once again, Serena Williams has frozen within reach of a record-equalling 24th Grand Slam singles title. She was taken apart by Simona Halep. The 6-2, 6-2 final decided by a mixture of Halep's trademark consistency and accuracy, allied to good serving, and Williams' inconsistency and uncharacteristic tentativeness. She was love four down in 11 minutes, lost the first set in 26, and despite trying to G herself up when she hit winners, they were isolated events, whereas the Romanian's phenomenal retrieving kept asking the question. It was all over in 56 minutes, leaving Williams still stranded on 23 majors, and the emotional weight of the 24th seems to get heavier and heavier. Chris Bowers, Wimbledon.
A report submitted to the UN Human Rights Council this week accuses Nicaragua of continuing to abuse human rights defenders and other opponents. Kate Gilmore is the Deputy UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Our office has received allegations that some of them were subjected to torture or ill treatment by correction officers. We are deeply concerned that human rights defenders and community leaders continue to be targets of attacks, of threats, harassment, and constant surveillance.
This week's report comes a year after Managua's violent crackdown on demonstrations nationwide. A yet-to-be-identified U.S. service member has been killed in action in Afghanistan today. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.